Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic.
If you want to save thousands of dollars, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars, then this is for you. The quickest way I can say for you to make that happen is to start now, to start small, and to stay focused. Now, obviously that sounds probably easier said than done, depending on your situation. But for most of us, we have a tendency to push things off for tomorrow, what we can do today. And when I say start now, I literally mean go open your banking app and send a certain amount of money to your savings right now. And if you were to do that daily, how much money would you have saved by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the quarter, by the end of the year? We are so good at spending money, partially because obviously it's a natural part of our day-to-day life and what we feel like we have to do, which is perception, that we don't work out and get as good at saving as we do as spending as quickly because of how society is set up. And, you know, obviously we don't grow up learning a lot about money. The only way for our muscle to grow, our money muscle to grow, is to exercise it. And so if you want to save thousands of dollars, if you want to save hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you want to be able to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, pay down debt, or whatever the case may be, it really comes down to starting now, starting small, send a dollar. I know that sounds crazy. Send $10, send $100, send $1,000 if you can do it. It's going to be in relation to your specific situation, but start small and then stay focused. How can you make this something that you can do on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis? Again, for every person, it's going to look a little bit different. You want to save $1,000 in a month, then you're going to want to break that down by the day, by the week, to see if you can make it happen. And if your income is not in a place where that's possible for you right now, okay, now you know where you're at on the map. You know that maybe you want to increase your income. And how can you start leveraging your current skills to be able to make that happen? If you do make more than enough and baby, you over here overspending all day, every day, then it means, okay, what do I really value and how do I want to make sure that I can still enjoy those things? But are there places where I can reevaluate my spending in order to recalculate opportunity costs and say, you know what, I'd rather see the money go to savings than to fill in the blank. So I just wanted to come and drop a quick, you know, quick tips on how to make progress in your money journey today. If you want to see progress in your journey, why not start now? When is the best time for you to start seeing progress? I would assume now. So like I said, if you're a real one, you're going to act now in some small way and you're going to stay focused, maybe by systemizing the process. Put a reminder in your phone to go off on a daily basis. You can make the, you know, the withdrawal automatic to your savings if you want to. It depends on what you feel like is going to be the most supportive of your wealth and wellness journey. Anyway, I'm so grateful to be able to share these quick tips and tricks. I appreciate your time and attention as always and look forward to sharing more gems with you moving forward. Talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.